From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, the USDA Section 32 purchase of Northwest pears after the sudden closure of the Del Monte cannery last summer will certainly help growers scrambling for alternative markets. But without a cannery, I ask Pear Bureau Northwest President and CEO Carrie Ann Arias what that means moving forward.
Definitely means a lot more fresh pears. It also really going to be dependent on what the grade of that fruit is too, right?
Sure.
Some people are growing just for cannery, so that's a bit more of a challenge if it's not going to meet the U.S. number one spec.
And the cannery closure, Arias says, impacts Bartlett's the most.
We do have a lot of export markets that take fruit, but Bartlett's are a tougher one to move because not very many countries are taking Bartlett's. Anjou is really kind of that shining star in the export market space. So, you know, the challenge certainly becomes what happens with that fruit. It's not U.S. number one. You're not going to see it in most traditional grocery store chains. And what's that outlet?
So any chance the cannery will reopen?
We've heard that equipment is getting ready to go up for sale. Sure. Maybe somebody will come in and buy it. I don't know that that's going to relieve any of the pressures that those growers are feeling today from this year's season. Maybe next year will have an impact.
The most commonly grown pear varieties in the Northwest are Bartlett, Anjou, and Bosque.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.